Next up is Chuck E. Cheese character Giacomo, who is like a court jester who has a dark side now. Okay. He's very depressed. Who's up first? It's going to be Sam Haft. Take it away, Sam Haft.
Mock me, laugh at me, drink your fill of me, and then only once you've sucked me dry do you cast me aside like some used pair of soiled undergarments. Well, this is the last laugh that will be had by me, so help me, I will find a way to rightfully reclaim what you've snatched out of my delicate fingers with your buzzard-like claw. A duck walks into a tavern and orders a pint. The tavern owner realizes he must be dreaming and wakes up. He rolls over to tell his wife the strange dream, but to no avail as she pretends to sleep. He gives up eventually, silent tears drenching his face. What? Not even a giggle? Oh, not another raider. Look, I know I have pretty hair, but I promise I don't look good in a dress, and I'm not very much fun in the sack, so save yourself the trouble. Rob me of these farthings, beat me, and save yourself the trouble of trying to romance my unwilling body.
Dark Wolf, you're up next.
Mock me! Laugh at me! Drink your fill of me, only once you have sucked me dry, do you cast me aside like some unused pair of undergarments. Well, this time, the last laugh will be had by me. So help me, I will find a way to rightfully reclaim what you have snatched out of my delicate fingers with your buzzard-like claw. A duck walks into a tavern and orders a pint. The tavern owner realizes he must be dreaming and wakes up. He rolls over to tell his wife the strange dream, but to no avail as she pretends to sleep. He gives up eventually, silent tears drenching his face. What? Not even a giggle? Oh, not another raider. Look, I know I have pretty hair, but I promise you I don't look good in a dress. And I'm not very much fun in the sack, so save yourself the trouble. Rob me of my 3 farthings, beat me, and save yourself the trouble of trying to romance my unwilling body.
Russ is up next.
Mock me, laugh at me, drink your fill of me, and only once you sucked me dry, do you cast me aside like some used pair of soiled undergarments. Well, this time the last laugh will be had by me, so help me. I will find a way to rightfully reclaim what you've snatched out of my delicate fingers with your buzzard like a claw. A duck walks into a tavern and orders a pint. The tavern owner realizes he must be dreaming and wakes up. He rolls over to tell his wife the strange dream, but to no avail as she pretends to sleep. He gives up eventually, silent tears drenching his face. What? Not even a giggle? Oh, not another raider. Look, I know I have a pretty hair, but I promise you I don't look good in a dress, and I'm not very much fun in the sack, so save yourself the trouble. Rob me of my 3 farthings, beat me, and save yourself the trouble of trying to romance my unwilling body.
Sonic Mega is up next.
Mock me! Laugh at me! Drink your fill of me, and only then, only once you've sucked me dry, do you cast me aside like some used pair of soiled undergarments! Well, this time the last laugh will be had by me. So help me, I will find a way to rightfully reclaim what you've snatched out of my delicate fingers with your buzzard-like claws. So, a duck walks into a tavern and orders a pint. The tavern owner realizes he must be dreaming and wakes up. He rolls over to tell his wife the strange dream, but to no avail as she pretends to sleep. He gives up eventually, silent tears drenching his face. What? Not even a giggle? Oh, not another raider. Look, I know I have pretty hair, but I promise you I don't look good in a dress, and I'm not very much fun in the sack, so save yourself the trouble, rob me of my 3 farthings, beat me, and save yourself the trouble of trying to romance my unwilling body.
Ragai, you're up.
Mock me, laugh at me, drink your fill of me, and only then, only once you sucked me dry, do you cast me aside like some Some used pair of soiled undergarments!
Well, this time the last laugh will be had by me. So help me. I will find a way to rightfully reclaim what you snatched out of my delicate fingers with your buzzard-like claw. A duck walks into a tavern and orders a pint. The tavern owner realizes he must be dreaming and wakes up. He rolls over to tell his wife the strange dream, but to no avail as she pretends to sleep. He gives up eventually, silent tears drenching his face. What, not even a giggle? Oh, not another raider. Look, I know I have pretty hair, but I promise you I don't look good in a dress, and I'm not very much fun in the sack. So save yourself the trouble, rob me of my 3 farthings, beat me, and save yourself the trouble of trying to romance my unwilling body.
Molly Fool is up next.
Mock me. Laugh at me. Drink your fill of me, and only then, only once you've sucked me dry, do you cast me aside like some used pair of soiled undergarments. Well, this time the last laugh will be had by me. So help me, I will find a way to rightfully reclaim what you've snatched out of my delicate fingers with your buzzard-like claw. A duck walks into a tavern and orders a pint. The tavern owner realizes he must be dreaming, and he wakes up. He rolls over to tell his wife the strange dream, but to no avail as she pretends to sleep. He gives up eventually, silent tears drenching his face. What? Not even a giggle? Oh, not another raider. Look, I know I have pretty hair, but I promise you, I don't look good in a dress, and I'm not very much fun in the sack. So save yourself the trouble. Rob me of my 3 farthings, beat me, and save yourself the trouble of trying to romance my unwilling body.
Actor Man is up next.
Mock me. Laugh at me. Drink your fill of me, and only then, only once you've sucked me dry, do you cast me aside like some used pair of soiled undergarments. Well, this time the last laugh will be had by me. So help me. I will find a way to rightfully reclaim what you've snatched out from my delicate fingers with your buzzard-like claw. A duck walks into a tavern and orders a pint. The tavern owner realizes he must be dreaming and wakes up. He rolls over to tell his wife the strange dream, but to no avail as she pretends to sleep. He gives up eventually, silent tears drenching his face. What? Not even a giggle? Oh, not another raider. Look, I know I have pretty hair, but I promise you I don't look good in a dress, and I'm not very much fun in a sack, so save yourself the trouble. Rob me of my 3 farthings, beat me, and save yourself the trouble of trying to romance my unwilling body.
Will Navison, you're up.
Mock me. Laugh at me. Drink your fill of me, and only then, only once you've sucked me dry, do you cast me aside like some used pair of soiled undergarments. Well, this time, the last laugh will be had by me. So help me, I will find a way to rightfully reclaim what you've snatched out of my delicate fingers with your buzzard-like claw.
A duck walks into a tavern and orders a pint. The tavern owner realizes he must be dreaming and wakes up. He rolls over to tell his wife the strange dream, but to no avail as she pretends to sleep. He gives up, eventually, silent tears drenching his face. What? Not even a giggle? Oh, not another raider. Look, I know I have pretty hair, but I promise you I don't look good in a dress, and I'm not very much fun in the sack. So save yourself the trouble, rob me of my 3 farthings, beat me, and save yourself the trouble of trying to romance my unwilling body.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the first one it took us a long time to deliberate on.
And it's a very difficult character, and it's not, I guess, you guys took it in a lot of different directions.
Yes. Let's start with Sam.
The direction that I was hoping for was not what Sam Haft went with, which was very over the top, and I don't quite know how to describe it.
For whatever it's worth, that was my interpretation of the character, too. The sing-song over-dramaticness of this character. I thought that's how... That would have been my interpretation, too, if that makes you feel better. Probably not, because I'm a shit actor.
And then Dark Wolf,
wait,
you did
done
the
with
same
Sam
thing.
Yet.
Oh, okay.
I teamed out towards the end of your Sam because it was all kind of the same level.
Right. Like, if you had done the sing-songy thing, maybe at the first line and then dropped it from then on, I would have maybe been okay with it.
Okay. Dark Wolf.
Dark Wolf. I also did not like this reading, so I just didn't write anything
I liked
else.
Your reading of the story for line two a lot. I like the characterization on this again, but check JS for what I'll say on this character. Russ.
I liked yours better than there Sam's. Russ, the Italian accent was a really big risk. I mean, his name is Giacomo, so you do have a very good reason to give him an Italian accent. However, I felt that you were focusing too much on the accent and not enough on, like, acting. I would have liked to hear you be a bit more depressed.
I like the character. I didn't enjoy the accent, but I like that you took the character to a different place. I couldn't really understand you, though. That was my problem.
I wouldn't cast somebody as an Italian accent on this merely because I'd want someone I could understand.
All right, let's move on to Mega.
Mega, you were the first one to, like, bring me out of my... Oh, shit. Did I make a really crappy character? Anyway, so thank you for that. I really liked it. It was, it was nice to hear you sounding offended by things, like, honestly offended, and not, like, a horrible caricature.
I think you had one of the better takes on this character. Good acting. Your last line was so funny.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm being too...
And your delivery of the joke, too, was really
Sorry if I'm being, like, really brief with everybody. I'm just trying to...
Move on, because...
Right guy, you did a good job with the bitterness in the first line and the reluctant sort of telling of the joke. Like, you didn't really want to tell it.
Yeah. I thought it was just really nicely acted. You sounded dark and thoughtful, and your last line was fantastic.
Motley Fool, I love your acting in this so much. This character is interesting because it's being interpreted in so many different ways. I really liked you on this.
I felt that it was a little bit melodramatic, that you were pushing the angst a little too much. My friend Jesse put it that you were trying to win somebody's affections. That's how it sounded, which you may be, but I don't know. I like a little more honesty in my emotions, so I didn't hear it as much.
Actor man, what I liked about yours was the emotions were different in all the different lines. A lot of people kept their emotions kind of the same with all three lines. You did different things.
Yes, and that's the thing I really look for in an audition, is that I want you to be able to show variety of emotions. I thought you fit his body the best as well, and I liked the change between the lines, because it was just crystal clear and solid. It was nicely acted.
Will Navison. I like the lower key thing you had going on in this one, and I like the bitterness that you had.
Yeah, I thought you had a nice subtlety to your emotions and everything. I liked your joke. The last line, though, that's when it sort of lost it for me. I would have liked you to jump out of, you know, that comfort zone you'd set for yourself and maybe push for a little more emotion there. Or even shout a little more.
All right, so who gets the role, Chuck-a-Tree?
So, if I were to cast this, I would cast this as Actor Man, who gets 3 points.
Actor Man, good job. If Actor Man cannot fulfill his duties, then Rye Guy would get the role.
And if Rye Guy could not fulfill his duties, then Sonic Mega would get the role.
Good job, good job, good job.
Woo!
Moving on. Alright, the next character is the first character in the male cartoon animal category. It is Mo, the marijuana-addicted spider. And first up, we have Dark Wolf.
Hey, Tim. You know that nursery rhyme about the itsy-bitsy spider? He goes up the spout, the rain washes him out, and he climbs up again. It's like, not even a metaphor. It's so true, man. Oh, man. I got the munchies all of a sudden. You got a couple of flies on you? Do you remember that one time we built that web next to the porch light? All those moths were slamming into it, shaking us up, and everything was vibrating. Did that actually happen? Or did we imagine it? I mean, I remember the moths and the shaking, but why was everything going in slow motion? Whoa! Call me Alice because I just fell down the rabbit hole! Tim, did you see this? Tell me I'm not dreaming. Shit, this is paradise. Oh, why is this flower so soft, man? Oh, damn. I want to eat it. I want to grind it up.
I want to make love to it, Tim.
Up next is Will Navison.
Hey, Tim, you know that nursery rhyme about the itsy bitsy spider? He goes up the spout, the rain washes him out, he climbs up again. It's like not even a metaphor. It's so true, man. Oh, man, I got me the munchies all of a sudden. You got a couple of flies on you. Do you remember that one time we built the web right next to the porch light? All of those moths were slamming into it, shaking us up, everything was vibrating. Did that actually happen, or did we imagine that? I mean, I remember the moths and the shaking, but why was everything going in slow motion? Whoa. Call me Alice, because I just fell down the rabbit hole. Tim, do you see this? Tell me I'm not dreaming. Shit, this is paradise. Oh. Why is this flower so soft, man? Oh, damn. I want to eat it. I want to ground it up. I want to make love to it, Tim.
Molly Fool is next.
Hey, Tim. You know that nursery rhyme about the itsy bitsy spider? It goes up the spout, the rain washes him out, and climbs up again. It's like not even a metaphor. So true, man. Oh, man, I got me the munchies all of a sudden. Got a couple of flies on you? Do you remember that one time we built that web next to that porch light? All those moths were slamming into it, shaking us up. Everything was vibrating. Did that actually happen? Or did we imagine that? I mean, I remember the moths and the shaking, but why was everything going in slow motion? Whoa. Call me Alice because I just fell down the rabbit hole. Tim, do you see this? Oh, tell me I'm not dreaming. Shit, this is paradise. Oh, why is this flower so soft, man? Oh, damn. I want to eat it. I want to grind it up. I want to make love to it, Tim.
Russ is up next.
Hey, Tim. You know that nursery rhyme about the itsy bitsy spider? He goes up the spout, the rain washes him out, and he climbs up again. It's like not even a metaphor. It's so true, man. Oh, man, I got me the munchies all of a sudden. You got any flies on you? Do you remember that one time we built the web next to that porch light? All of those moths were slamming into it, shaking us up. Everything was vibrating. Did that actually happen? Or do we imagine it? I mean, I remember the moths and the shaking, but why was everything going in slow motion? Whoa, call me Alice, because I just fell down the rabbit hole. Tim, do you see this? Tell me I'm not dreaming. Shit, this is paradise. Why is this flower so soft, man? Oh, Tim, I want to eat it. I want to grind it up. I want to make love to it, Tim.
Ragguy's up next.
Hey, Tim, you know that nursery rhyme about the itsy bitsy spider? He goes up the spout, the rain washes him out, and he climbs up again. It's like not even a metaphor. It's so true, man. Oh, man, I got me the munchies all of a sudden. You got a couple of flies on you? Do you remember that one time we built the web next to that porch light? And all those moths were slamming into it, shaking us up. Everything was vibrating. Did that actually happen, or did we imagine that? I mean, I remember the moths and the shaking, but why was everything going in slow motion? Whoa, call me Alice because I just fell down the rabbit hole. Tim, do you see this? Tell me I'm not dreaming. Shit, this is paradise. Oh, why is this flower so soft, man? Oh, damn, I want to eat it. I want to grind it up. I want to make love to it, Tim.
Sam Haft is up next.
Hey, Tim, you know that nursery rhyme about the itsy bitsy spider? He goes up the spout and the rain washes him out and he climbs up again. It's like not even a metaphor. It's so true, man. Oh, man, it got me the munchies all of a sudden. You got a couple of flies on you? Do you remember that one time we built the web next to the porch light? All of those moths were slamming into it, shaking us up, everything was vibrating. Did that actually happen, or did we imagine that? I mean, I remember the moths and the shaking, but why was everything going in slow motion? Whoa, call me Alice, because I just fell down the rabbit hole. Tim, do you see this? Tell me I'm not dreaming. Shit, this is paradise. Oh, why is this flower so soft, man? Oh, damn, I want to eat it. I want to grind it up. I want to make love to it, Tim.
Sonic Mega's up next.
Hey, Tim. You know that nursery rhyme about the itsy-bitsy spider? He goes up the spout, the rain washes him out, and he climbs up again? It's like, not even a metaphor. It's so true, man. Oh, man. I got me the munchies all of a sudden. You got a couple of flies on you? Hey, do you remember that one time we built the web next to that porch light? All of those moths were slamming into it, shaking us up, everything was vibrating. Did that actually happen, or did we imagine that? I mean, I remember the moths and the shaking, but why was everything going in slow motion? Whoa! Call me Alice, because I just fell down the rabbit hole. Tim, do you see this? Tell me I'm not dreaming. Shit. This is paradise! Oh, why is this flower so soft, man? Oh, damn, I want to eat it. I want to grind it up. I want to make love to it, Tim!
And Actor Man, you're up.
Hey, Tim. You know that nursery rhyme about the itsy-bitsy spider? He goes up the spout, the rain washes him out, and he climbs up again. It's like not even a metaphor. It's so true, man. Oh, man. I got me the munchies all of a sudden. You got a couple of flies on you? Do you remember that one time we built the web next to that porch light? All those moths were slamming into it, shaking us up. Everything was vibrating. Did that actually happen, or did we imagine that? I mean, I remember the moths and the shaking, but why was everything going in slow motion? Whoa! Call me Alice, because I just fell down the rabbit hole. Tim, do you see this? Tell me I'm not dreaming. Shit, this is paradise! Oh, why is this flower so soft, man? Oh, damn, I want to eat it. I want to grind it up. Oh, I want to make love to it, Tim.
All right. Dark Wolf, I thought yours was good. The voice was good for the character, the reading, but it was maybe a little bit too Bill and Ted for me.
Yeah. I mean, like, I thought you were rightfully amused when you needed to be, but it was
too stereotypical. Let me rephrase so there's no confusion. Your reading was good, but I didn't like the accent you were doing.
Yeah.
Will, I liked your take on this a lot. I love the kind of lazy way of speaking you did. It was like Bill Clinton for me.
You sounded black or something for me. I kind of really like it. I'm not entirely sure what worked for me, but I liked it.
Motley, I liked your voice as well. It was like a bizarre and very cartoony and weird, which I thought worked. And it reminded me of like a voice for like some weird Flash animation. You fell out of the voice on Do You See This? Otherwise, you may have been the first cast, which you're not going to be. But if you hadn't fallen out of the voice, you probably would have been.
It was sort of like a mix between Cleveland and that guy with the mustache from Family Guy. That vocal tone and like way of speaking. I don't know if it had enough train of thought for me, but I liked it. Other than that.
Russ, you have a naturally deep voice, and that worked to your advantage. The character just looks like he'd talk in a deep voice to me. And I like the change in, did that actually happen that you did?
Mm-hmm. I thought it took a little bit long to get to punchlines and stuff. But it definitely picked up on the last line, and yeah.
Right, guy, what I like here is that you kind of had the Bill and Ted voice, but you didn't do it, like, you didn't take it to a stereotypical, like, over-the-top place.
Yeah, I really liked it when you got to the slow motion part and you slowed down. And then I love the variation in tone on the flower part.
Sam, your readings were funny. It sort of sounded like Jim Brewer. Again, to me, though, your reading was just so rushed sounding, especially that second line. It was very rushed. And that seems to be a reoccurring problem for me, at least, tonight. Check it, Chi. I think Chegatree has her call is just cut off. So, Mega, I wouldn't cast you this voice in a cartoon because it's just too annoying sounding. I didn't like it. And Actaman, I loved your reading. He was so, like, in deep thought and stuff. And the Valley Girl, or the Valley Guy voice, sounded a little bit too put on, though. It was probably one of my favorite reads. And if you had opportunities to take notes on the characters and come back with another audition, I would probably cast you. But as it stands, I didn't like your voice. The characterization that you did. I'm trying to call Trigatree back, and I'm not going to edit this later, so you can listen. You can just listen while I babble on. Trigatree?
Are we still on Sam?
I babbled, but yeah, we're on Sam.
Okay. It was sort of like Testaclon got high, and Sam gets that. Woody Allen. And then, like, you went all pimp on the second line, and then Howard Stern on the last line. It wasn't entirely consistent, but yeah. Sonic.
Sonic, go ahead.
It's like reliving nightmares from Anime Expo.
And Actorman.
Actorman. It was sort of like a Valley Girl getting high. My friend Chessie put it that you were literally clueless. And then it's back to Bill and Ted, but not like picking Bill or Ted, but mixing the two. And, you kind of fell out of it at the end, but I liked the last part the most. Because it was the most natural sounding.
Chegatree, do you remember what the order we said we were casting him in, or do you want me to do all three?
Excuse me. Do all three.
Playing the role of Moles the High Spider is Will Navison. Congratulations, Will. You are on the board with 3 points. Second in line for that role is Motley Fool, who is now also on the board with 2 points. And Ryguy, who has been on the board, gets 1 point for third choice on that one. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Moving on.